It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. I almost forgot the day. Yeah, my day is all messed up.
You're not the only one, man.
But yeah, happy Tuesday to everybody out there. We got to send a special rest in peace to Kmart, man.
Oh, no.
Kmart, they are closing their last big store in the U.S. This store was in Bridgehampton, New York, on Long Island. Mm-hmm. They are shutting their doors on October 20th. And this is the last, like, big store, because they have a smaller Kmart, like a real small one.
Yeah.
And I want to say it's in Florida, mm-hmm. but this is the last of Kmart.
When you think of Kmart, what do you remember? Toys, man.
I don't remember much from Kmart.
Yeah. I remember Kmart a lot. I remember just going to the bike section.
Yeah, like the bikes and the toys. Yeah. I frankly thought they were all closed already, so this is kind of news to me too. Yeah. There was still one open.
Hey, it was one hanging on. Yeah. Just like that one Blockbuster in Colorado?
Was it Oregon, I think?
Or Oregon.
Yeah, I held on Oregon. In Oregon for
me. Yeah, I think that's still holding on, but man, it's kind of sad seeing stores like this that you grew up going into mm-hmm. that's no longer with us, man.
Honestly, we were not a Kmart family. I saw more advertisements than I did at the inside of Kmart's, to be completely
honest. Kmart was strong for a while.
Yeah, that's the one I like. I used to like the little books they used mm-hmm. to send out the books. I used to always go to the toy section of the book.
Oh, man. Like,
and then write down my list of toys I want for Christmas.
That's the thing about department stores. That's not getting catalogs no more. It's kind of like, because, you know, you get to see your catalog the catalogs used mm-hmm. to be entertainment in and of themselves. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, man, rest in peace to Kmart. It's been real.
All right.
10 phrases people use when they secretly don't like you. I got a list of them. I'm going to say them out and let me know if you agree or disagree.
I'm so afraid. I'm letting you know ahead of time. I'm so afraid that I've used some of these, especially in instances where I did not like the person, but now I have to consider, why did you say that, you know?
Yeah. Number one, I guess some people have low standards.
Damn. Yeah, that's nasty. That's real
not
nasty
a secret.
Work. That's real nasty work.
You tell me that, I know you don't like me. I guess some people have. How is that a secretly don't like you? That's like pretty blatant.
Yeah, that sounds dangerously close to if you like it, I love it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you get to that vein.
It's your world I'm living in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. You better than me.
Mm-hmm. Number two, I couldn't handle being in your situation.
Yeah.
I kind of say that a little bit mm-hmm. when somebody going through something, like, let's say somebody going through something with their kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang, I can't even.
But I think that can be both.
That can be kind of sympathizing mm-hmm. in some ways, like trying to, but yeah. The only thing that's tough about that is, don't make it about you in this moment.
Better you than me.
That's
what you're saying.
That's where it's really bad.
That's what you're saying.
It's like, man, that's tough. Wouldn't let that happen to me, though.
That's right.
Number three, that's so typical of you.
Oh, for sure.
Well, that goes one way or another. Either they don't like you or they like you a lot, right? Because the people that are closest to you can then get a chance to rag on you a little bit.
That's your best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like a friendly backhand compliment, though.
But unless they're like what Reggie said, I agree. Unless they're like, you're real tight with them and you give them bleep all the time anyway, you say that. That's the first one that it really is. Like, the first two I thought were kind of, this one is truly a code for, I don't like you anyway, brother.
Right, because the response needs to be, you got something to say?
Yeah.
Right? Like, is there something that you needed to speak to in this moment?
Yeah.
Right, about typical me. What you mean typical me?
that's like me saying, Lopez bringing up his barbecue stuff.
Wow.
That's so typical of you.
Now, I know that's been said.
Number four, we can't all be perfect. So that's, this is using it, and like, if I did something wrong,
yeah,
and y'all call me out on it, we all can't be perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's me. Yeah. That's me calling y'all out.
Like, yeah.
If I mess up back here and y'all call me out on it, I'm like, oh, sorry, we can't all be perfect.
Yeah. No, that's a direct hit.
So you over there preaching.
Yeah.
I, what about you?
Sorry, yeah. I can't be perfect like you, buddy.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
All right, high and mighty over there. I see you. Yeah.
This one, I get this pretty often because.
Uh-oh. You get this pretty? Like, people are
people
saying this
tell
to you?
Me this.
Uh-oh.
I could never pull off that outfit.
Oh yeah, that's nasty. Oh.
Yeah, the hair. I could never pull that off.
That's a both sides of the sword as well. Like, they could say, man, I wish I could wear that. I could never pull it off, you know?
Yeah, if they say it like that.
Yeah, but like, some of them are definitely saying, what the hell are you wearing?
Yeah. What
the hell did you do to your hair?
Yeah, my response is always, you sure can't pull this off.
Yeah.
Like, you got no swag, buddy.
Damn. Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people that use that probably are, like, think that it's just kind of something cute and something. Mm-hmm. Just like, hey, we could just not.
Yeah, we could just not.
Number six, you've always been an individual.
You've always been an individual.
Yeah, I think that's in the same place of, like, I couldn't pull that off. Like,
very passive aggressive.
Yeah, again, yeah, it comes back to, you know.
You always been an individual. Yeah.
You can do that. I'm not going to be over there, but more power to you.
Number seven, we all had different priorities.
Yeah, I think we're in the same vein now, where it's just like, I'm saying to your face, I wouldn't do that. I think that's dumb, but I have to find a nice way to say it.
I think I've used that one.
Different priorities.
Yeah. You do you. That's basically what they're
saying. Yeah,
that's what they're saying. You do you.
Yeah. Number eight. You must not care what people think.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's pretty direct. Yeah, there's been a couple of these that have been pretty direct.
That's pretty direct. This ain't no secret here.
This one right here is a layup. Number nine. I'm not judging, but.
Oh.
Yes, you are judging.
You're right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's Laramie Tunsil. Did Laramie Tunsil say that?
Wow.
Didn't he just say that yesterday? I mean, after the game Sunday? They're calling my name, but I mean, it's all of us.
I mean, I know I'm the captain, but
yeah,
you know, I because it's my name being called.
Right,
but we all got to do better.
Laramie Tunsil secretly doesn't like his other linemates.
Number 10. This one kind of bothers me too. When some people do this, I'm just really busy.
Oh,
I hate that.
I'm just really busy. Like, all right, you too busy for me. All right,
that's a never do that. Like, the last couple of weeks have been extremely busy for me because I had that thing down in Aransas Pass and work and all that. I can honestly say I never told anybody that. Like, I got some calls and stuff that, you know, people, I was like, but you just do it. That's a dirty one. That's a bad one.
Yeah, especially if you asking.
I'm like, too busy.
Yeah, because sometimes, some people might be like, hey, I look out for you. I got you. I help you out. And when you go to them, I'm just too busy for all that. Or if you try to invite somebody out, I'm just too busy for.
No, don't do that.
I think that there's space here. There's leeway on that one.
That's because you use it, huh?
I mean, it's possible. No, but I think that there, if it doesn't become a frequent thing, it's when it happens a lot where it's like, oh, you always, because I think people do have busy spurts within that. I think acknowledging that is fine. The problem is when it's just like it's a constant, right? Or it happens frequently, where it's just like, oh, okay, you're not busy, you don't want to.
No, that I disagree. Somebody tells me that, I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
You know, all right.
Because let's say you are really busy.
Yeah.
You would tell them like, dang, I wish I could do it, but I gotta go to this event with my wife.
Or
I gotta
let me call you in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that. You know, that but the I'm too busy, that's a turnoff. Yeah.
Okay. I think that's. Yeah. I hear you. I think that's fair. That's fair. There's some of these on here where I'm like, I don't know if that's like I hate you, but then there's a few of them where it's like, yeah, that person does not actually like you.
Secretly don't like you.
Yeah, that person
maybe
does not
maybe secretly
like you.
713-572-4667. Let me know what y'all What y'all got?
Apparently, so from the 281, they said the Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon is still kicking. It's still out there.
Yeah, that's the only one still going.
Wow.
I honestly had thought that I had seen something that said that it was closing, but I guess I would like
to go to that one because I know it's in business and I know that's the last one, but I'm wondering, like, what they going in there for? Are they just going in there as a museum?
I think it's more of a museum because I can't imagine going in there trying to...
VHS,
DVD. No matter what you go in there to get, it's not going to be something that's easy to use.
Yeah.
Are we still using Blu-rays even? Like, have we progressed beyond Blu-rays at this point in our society?
I just threw some of mine out, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was, you know, cleaning and packing and stuff. I'm like, I ain't even got nothing to put a CD in. My PS5, I don't have a disc for it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's no use. I'm not about to buy a Blu-ray or nothing.
No.
So. Although, I mean, I don't think you should be throwing some of those things out. I do think that having the physical media is a good thing. Because they got us, man.
They got us
with all this streaming stuff. Because all it takes is
take it down.
They just get this out of here, and then you're like, well, I have no recourse. Yeah. I can't get to this thing that I loved for so long. Yeah. And I'm not saying this as being preachy. I'm saying this to myself because I am also all streaming at this point, especially music. And that's the thing that really upsets me is when I go to the music streaming app or whatever, and the song I want is all of a sudden gone, and I'm like, how am I supposed to get this?
Yeah,
now.
Now, when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A more important question that was asked during the course of the segment, are we still using Blu-rays? And from the 281, they say, yeah, Blu-ray is still used. It's the best quality. And when the internet is out, you good. All right.
There's no question it's the best quality.
Yeah, it's definitely the best quality physical media that we have. I was just wondering if that's even still prominent, if we're just like to the point where even the Blu-ray situation is like,
do you go out and buy a movie? Do you
me
like no? Just in general, do people go out to like Walmart or?
When was the last time you did that?
I cannot remember.
It had to be about 12 years ago, man.
Yeah, and I can't remember.
I was just randomly in Walmart and they had the bin full of $5 DVDs, and I just looked through and grabbed one.
What a time! What a time to be alive! All right, you
I got one more.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So Jameis Winston, he was on TikTok, I want to say last week, and he did a little game of his favorite fast food restaurants, and he kind of ranked them in order.
Oh, God, this is going to be
always
insane.
Good.
Because also, one thing, in addition to Jameis being unintentionally hilarious, he's also like decidedly country, so I can only imagine the things that he pulls
Grandy's
out here.
Is Grandy's on the list?
What do we get? McDonald's, got to go with the arches at 2. Chipotle. Well, kind of like McDonald's, really. It's like the healthy McDonald's. I'm going to go with 4. Dunkin' Donuts. Man, I got Dunkin' Donuts coffee over Starbucks, honestly. Go 3. Old school Pizza Hut, like with the buffet Pizza Hut, was one of my favorites. So I'm just going to go 7. Chick-fil-A. Gotta love that chicken. 1. Subway. Eat fresh. I'm going to just put them down there. Panda Express, it's not really impressive, I'm sorry. Papa John's Pizza. Papa John's, y'all better than Pizza Hut now. Arby's, ooh, some curly fries, but ooh. I bet them Subway. Krispy Kreme. Oh my goodness, Krispy Kreme definitely would have been before Dunkin' Donuts.
Thank you.
I love Krispy Kreme. It's like they melt in your mouth.
That's not, thank you.
Like those little baby circles.
Brother, I'm putting
that's
that.
That's not the supporter that you want. Oh. That's not the supporter.
I'm putting that over Dunkin' Donuts.
You're darn right you are.
Yeah.
You're darn right you are.
That ain't a hot take.
Now
Shipley's is a different story.
Come on now. And I guarantee you, Jameis
ain't had no Shipley's.
He don't know nothing about
Shipley's.
You don't know.
He's been all over. Jameis has been everywhere.
Especially since Chipotle.
Oh, how about putting Chipotle? How about Arby's? Arby's gets in there.
Arby's is good.
No, Arby's is good, but
Arby's is
of
one of those polarizing ones that people are like, how do you eat there? How is this open?
Why is it still in business?
Me.
Yeah. Horsey sauce.
Yeah, that's the horseradish. I don't be messing with that necessarily.
The horsey sauce. I like it.
I'm so happy that I started with he is country because he gave us Chipotle and he gave us Pizza Hut.
He gave us country.
I appreciate both. Yeah.
He said Papa John's is over Pizza Hut.
That's just wrong.
That's a hot take right there, man.
Pizza Hut has made a strong comeback.
They've done what they can. A lot of these kind of like faster pizza places have put a concerted effort into trying to make their stuff more quality. But yeah,
Subway was almost dead, and now they're good, pretty good again.
Yeah, see, people know what's happening with the Krispy Kreme. You don't have the army that you think you do.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
We're the silent majority.
Disagree. you're very vocal about
we're
it.
We're the silent majority.
I don't. You're not anybody's majority. But one thing you're definitely not is silent about it. That's the thing that we got to know. Somebody said y'all know they have Shipley's in Mississippi. He's not from Mississippi though, isn't he? Isn't he from Bama? Regardless, shout out to Jameis Winston and shout out to Figgy bringing us a little bit out of mixtape. Figgy's mixtape every weekday, 1:20 p.m. Yeah, Bessemer, Alabama. I don't even remember if it's Bessemer or if it's pronounced differently, but yeah, he's from Alabama. But coming up next, let's get back into the Texans real quick before we hand it off to the drive. John has a question about if D'Amico was right when it comes to C.J. Stroud's role. We'll explain next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.